Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Exodus 32:30-35 says, "The next day Moses said to the people, 'You have sinned, a great sin. And now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.' So Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'Alas, these people have sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written.' But the Lord said to Moses, 'Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. But now go lead the people to the place about which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them.' Then the Lord sent a plague on the people because they made the calf, the one that Aaron made." Moses loved God, and he loves the people. He was entrusted to lead. As people failed, Moses confessed. Throughout Scripture, we often see great leaders confessing the sins of the people they lead, even though they were not directly responsible for their disobedience. The people knew God was the only God, yet in Moses' absence, they decided to worship as pagans. Aaron did not have the fortitude to demand obedience and would have probably been ignored anyway. Moses could not make the people obey, but he could be tender toward them, confess their sins, and do whatever he could to make things right. On the other hand, God will hold all people accountable for their lives. We could blame our disobedience on the absence of our leader. In this case, Moses was up on a mountain. The fact that we're wandering in the desert or some other adverse circumstance. Yet it is never acceptable to intentionally disobey God. I'm sure Aaron thought he had no choice, but he did. I'm sure the people or the mob felt that they were doing right, but they weren't. Moses knew obedience was critical to success for himself and the entire nation, and was brokenhearted when the wrong choices were made. Essential factors in life do not change. We are still all accountable to God for our obedience to Him, regardless of the circumstances of life. Leaders must lead with compassion, and those who follow must realize that they are personally responsible for their decisions. Some things will never change. I'm responsible as a leader, and I'm also responsible as a follower. Either way, one day I answer to God. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.